Action Network, the host of MSNBC's Politics Nation, the Reverend Al Sharpton. Rev, good morning. I know you were with the Harris campaign last night. Obviously, as the night went on, things became more and more grim for them, ending with shock probably this morning as this race was called for Donald Trump.
No, probably shock would be the word for many that were at the Howard University party, and then disbelief. I think also what we've got to deal with, you're correct when you say the economy was weighed on a lot of the voters around the country, and a distorted view of the economy. Let's remember, Donald Trump is a expert promoter, and he was able to get a lot of myths across the table that really were not true, but it was not well promoted on the other side. I think that we also have to deal with the issue of race and gender. There was a lot of gender bias in this. There was a lot of race bias in this. And I think that we thought a lot of voters were more progressive in those areas than they were. When you have the Dobbs decision, and you see this kind of vote anyway with the person that put the three justices on the Supreme Court, you have to ask yourself, are we fooling ourselves saying that Americans are further down the road toward dealing with gender bias and race bias than we thought? So I would say this, though. Donald Trump, I've known a long time, he will self-destruct. The problem that I see is not Trump. The problem is that those that can be appealed to in this way, and how we've got to bring this country together. And we cannot do it by being like January 6th ourselves. There would not be a January 6th on our side. We will deal with this in a dignified way and try to put the pieces together. So we've lost, but we lost a battle. The war is not over.
Well, Rev, let's talk about, you talked about gender and race. Let's talk about race. Donald Trump fared very well with Hispanic voters, especially Hispanic men. The numbers are coming in still a little early, but I think he did better with black men than was expected in the past. What do you think pushed that, especially with the Hispanic voters going for Donald Trump as much as they did? Because that made a big difference.
I think that a lot of it was he was able to sell a lot of Hispanic voters that immigration was a threat to them, that some of the people coming across the border was a threat to them. I think that we've got to be honest, among Hispanic men and black men, there's a lot of misogyny. And I think that we've got to deal with the reality that he appealed to this whole false macho thing that some black men and some Latino men went for. I think that we cannot sit around just bedwetting. We've got to deal with the reality, and we've got to deal with the situation as it is in our own communities.
Well, bedwetting gets you, political bedwetting gets you exactly this. you don't want to do that. At some point, Democrats are going to have to confront some realities that they haven't wanted to confront in the past. They didn't want to confront the past issues on the border. It took them too long to confront that. We talked about a transgender inmate ad that ran 30,000 times that the Democrats refused to respond to, despite the fact it was Donald Trump's own policy, because I guess some people in the campaign, and we talked about this before, thought it might be, you know, maybe they were too woke to actually respond to a false ad, and maybe they were afraid that they would be attacked by their own base. There are so many questions for the Democrats to answer, but one of them, the one that's that I just saw that's going to be staring them in the face for some time if they don't do something about it, is that 45% of Hispanics voted for Donald Trump.
45.
That is George W. Bush. I remember when George W. Bush got 44% of the vote in 2004, it sent shockwaves. Yeah. This also, if you look at this, if you look at younger voters, you look at all these different, we've all been talking about a new Republican Party. There needs to be a new Republican Party. This morning, this is about as bleak as any time for Democrats since the so-called 1984 San Francisco Democrats. It's time for the Democrats to take a good, long, hard look at how this happened. And if they just say Trump bad, Democrats virtuous, they're going to keep losing because this, again, is so widespread. This is not about just Donald Trump. This is about the Democratic Party and being radically disconnected from the rest of the country. Look at the map.
Yeah, as we talk about how Donald Trump won, we had a number up there. It's important to point out Donald Trump did the same with black men as he did in 2020. Mm-hmm. So really look toward Latino men, where that number has gone way up for Donald in his favor. And we're just talking about New Jersey, a state that Kamala Harris won by only 5.
You're listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM over the airwaves in the city of Pittsburgh. Streaming online to the world up on WRCT.org. WRCT is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagie, wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at speckhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescription, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Blessed are pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Lord, have mercy. Forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Carry forgive my body home.
For they know not what they do.
Jimi Hendrix would say,
so hard. That's from their 1971 album Giving It Back, mashup protest anthem of Neil Young's Ohio and Jimi Hendrix's Machine Gun. Before that, a little interlude from One Below, the Capital Ist, and opened up tonight's experiment with Mahmoud Ahmed and Imperial Body G from Ethiopique Volume 26. Eset Mera is the name of that track. This is An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks for tuning in. Families affected by disasters urgently need your support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to those when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you. Loose change, stale popcorn, hair ties, and so many crumbs. But the real treasure, the music you will find between the cushions. Join us on WRCT for an hour of unexpected and unknown tracks. Tune in, kick back, and let the music take you somewhere every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil. From Ipanema to the World presents Brazilian music and information to the listeners at WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook and a broad range of musical styles. Law and Disorder is a weekly independent radio program that gives listeners access to legal perspectives on issues concerning civil liberties, privacy, right to dissent, and the practices of the U.S. government. Mondays, 8 to 9 a.m. Let's get back to the experiment here. This is Idris Akamor and the Pyramids from their 2020 album, Shaman. This is The Last Slave Ship.
night, alive as you and me. Says I, but you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake City, Joe, says I, him standing by my bed. They framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, but I'm dead. Says Joe, but I'm dead. The copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe, I didn't die. Says Joe, I didn't die. And standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, it's there you find your hill. It's there you find your hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he.
Singing his ode to the spirit of Joe Hill. Before that, Mauritania, My Beloved Country, from a little collection from 1990 called Moorish Music for Mauritania. White Supremacy and Blackface before that, from Brent Cordero and Peter Kerlin's 2023 release, A Sublime Madness, and really haunting children's choir track from the Moonrise Kingdom original soundtrack that was Songs from Friday Afternoon's Cuckoo. You're listening to Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. We get back to the experiment here. This is the Cosmic Tones Research Trio, Creation. Thank you.
the very boy, and we'll show these fascists what a couple of hillbillies can do. Well, I'm gonna tell you fascists, you may be surprised. People in this world are getting organized. You're bound to lose, you fascists bound to lose.
Fascists bound to lose. There's people of every nation marching side by side. didn't know myself. I didn't know my name. But the time is right, and I'll play the game. For I see it's they who took my mind away just before I'd say what I had to say. So I'll feed them back with their fiery play, and I'll pray and pray that they'll just sit down and listen to what I've to say. And if they do refuse, then I'll go to stay on my sadly way.
Come on. these people, they're just made of ice. They don't treat their fellow man very nice. You wear your hat long as Jesus did. They'll crucify you. You're not part of the establishment. Your rights, they'll call you a fool. If you don't go to war, you're not living by the golden rule. Ice people, they're just made of ice. They don't treat the fellow man very nice. The reservation, and the black man just lives anywhere he can, and the poor white man, he doesn't live any better. He can't say I'm red, I'm black, I'm yellow.
Self-titled album, I think 1971 that came out. Prior to that, Molly Obomzawin. The track was called Wawastanita off of her 2022 release, Sweet Tooth. NRBQ off of their self-titled 1969 release. Before that, I Didn't Know Myself. Improvisation 3 from the archive series of Sam Rivers that was released in 2023, and All You Fascists Bound to Lose by Woody Guthrie opened up that little segment. Thanks for tuning in, folks. This has been An Experiment with Time on WRCT. This show airs every Saturday night at midnight. Check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org if you've been digging the music you've been listening to. And that's about it. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you here next week.
solidão me dá.